Ah, yeah, that's special stuff. Coming to you from a very special artist, Nibs van der Spey, who joins us on the line from... Are you in Durban or Portugal, Nibs? I just never know with you. Nibs, are you with me? Hello, Nibs. Hello, Nibs. Oh, he's nowhere. Okay, well, and I have to do that. Hey, Nibs, are you there?
Yes.
Ah, you see, technology. Now, I'm so glad that you've joined us. Mish Sykes is also in the studio. She's the proud owner of The Place. It's called The Place. It's a little hidden gem on the North Coast where beautiful music takes place. And I believe, Mish, that Nibs is going to be performing on Thursday night at The Place.
Yes, he is once again. We've had him a few times. In fact, he used to come to The Place when it was known as The Vagabond Cafe. And we caught up with him just after lockdown last year when he was at another venue. And we got together three or four times in the last year. And he's back from Portugal to play on Thursday.
So, Nibs, tell us what you've been doing since last you played at The Place.
Well, I was back in Portugal and during lockdown for quite a few months, you know. But I use it as a very creative time. I was on my bike every night, going to my secret places, and I've actually written an album worth of new material, which I'll be recording in November for my new album. And I'll be playing a lot of those tunes on this Thursday night at The Place. I'm really excited about it.
So it's an opportunity to catch up with new tunes from an old favorite, and I'm sure you'll be playing some of the old favorites as well.
Yes, no, absolutely, and we've got your family link with the Vagabond Cafe. Well, The Place now, it used to be the Vagabond Cafe, and I mean, 10 years ago, you always used to come and support me there. And on a few of the gigs, none other than Mike Tolles, actually, we shared the stage together. So that holds a very special place in my heart.
Oh hell, us too. It'll be a wonderful, almost circle, hey, that we complete on Thursday night. And obviously, it's because of COVID, there are restrictions in place, but how are you able to overcome those, Michelle?
The nice thing about The Place, for those that know it's mostly outdoors. We can always put a marquee up if the weather's been rain, and more rain, but we can have a marquee put up in a day if we need to for Thursday night. Otherwise, it's al fresco, under the stars, and a Portuguese flavor. We're having... chicken or vegetarian, if someone lets me know their needs. But it is al fresco, very simple, eat tapas style. Bring your own booze, but you will have a glass of wine on arrival.
You know what's so special about, and I'm sure Nibs, you'll agree with this, there are so many venues that feature live entertainment, but for the artist and for the audience that's come to listen to the artist, it's generally very, very unsatisfying because it's background music and everyone's having a chat and not really paying attention. And it's awful if you're playing beautiful music like you do, and I'm here to listen to you, and then I've got Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Green having a wonderful conversation about how good the music is, but you can't really tell to shut the flip up because we're trying to listen to it. Whereas at The Place, everyone comes for the music. Oh, the ambiance is beautiful as well, and I'm sure the food's going to be great. But it's just like a soiree. You go there and it's magical. It's one of those experiences. Well, I'm hoping I'm right. Is it right, Michelle? Am I describing it correctly?
It is right. It's supper theatre to a degree, but people are always wanting to get out and have a chat, especially now because we've been short of that at this stage of our lives, but we have interval in between, and hopefully people catch up then. I've made the mistake by having too much on in one evening, wine tasting, music, and just general get-together. It's one or the other, and that allows the musician to get on and do his thing.
So, Nibs, I'm sure you'll agree that to have an audience that's come to enjoy the music makes it a very special occasion, because there's this two-way interchange, you the artist and the audience giving back to you, and there's a very special bond that develops in an event like that, at an evening like that.
No, and that's why I love playing at The Place, is because people come for the music. They come especially for the music and happen to have great food at the same time, and you're sitting under the beautiful trees there, and it's like playing in someone's garden, really, and intimate gardening where everyone gets close and everyone's yeah, it's a very, very intimate, if it makes any sense, intimate performance, but outdoors. And what's going to be special about Thursday night is that with the new songs I've written and the theme is stuck, Portuguese alfresco, I'm going to be talking to, because I mean, at the moment a lot of people are talking about Portugal, what's it like living there, and a lot of people are making Portugal as like a second home, the way I have the past 7 years. So I'll be talking to people about my Portuguese experience, what's like living there, what to expect, and how the coastline in Portugal has inspired my new music. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, I tell you something, the opportunity to hear a master fingerstyle guitarist, poet, storyteller, supreme, as indeed my friend you are, it doesn't come around often. So when it comes around, if this is the kind of music or the kind of experience that sounds like it's for you, you have got to book for this thing, because there are not many seats left, are there?
Well, we are limited. So, yeah, probably only 20 seats left.
So how does one book?
If you can follow Instagram, or maybe I will put something out, or my phone number is probably the best, WhatsApp. I'll give it to you to put out on air.
But you're available on social media. The Place.
The Place KZN.
So it's so easy to find. I mean, literally, The Place KZN. Go onto the social media. There is the information. But don't be a typical KZN audience member that waits for the day before we go and book. Because by then, you'll have missed out. It's an opportunity not to be missed. A very rare opportunity to hear a master musician in concert in a very intimate setting. A wonderful setting. What is the cost per head?
It is R400 a head, because I have to gear if I have to put that marquee up. All of us have come in, Nibs, Mike, the food guy, and us, we've come in at our minimal. We've got 4 staff to pay and get back home. And
It's R400 a head, but your body can go in for nothing.
Yes.
So it's actually a bargain.
and bring your own.
And a meal will be served.
Yes, and it'll be sort of ongoing slowly from 6 o'clock onwards until 9:30, and then home time.
And then Nibs, obviously, will you have a little bit of Nibs van der Spain new merchandise for sale?
Well, I'll be selling my brand new album called with Guy Batcher called Live in Lisbon. I'll have that on sale, as well as my latest anthology album called The Circle of Swallows. Definitely. Don't have anything beyond that, but I will be bringing my latest albums with.
And, of course, an opportunity to have a picture taken with the maestro himself, and no doubt you'll be available to sign autographs, which is always a win.
And the beautiful thing with this place is, like, I mean, people converse, and it's we'll stick around between sets and after the gig speaking to people and catching up. So, it's a most conducive place for that, so I'm really looking forward to it.
It's an excellent opportunity to have a night, a special night, an alfresco night under hopefully the stars, hopefully the weather plays its part, but even if it doesn't, it'll be under canvas in that case, and it'll be comfortable, warm, convivial, marvelous, magical night of music and together with good people, because that's the thing about your music, Nibs, it attracts people of a like mind, and they all tend to be very, very super. So I look forward to seeing you there.
No, me too. Look forward to catching up, and thanks for this opportunity, Dave. Really, always really appreciate you guys.
What a pleasure. Till Thursday. That's Nibs van der Spain, an absolute gem, and I'm delighted that you managed to get him at the place, because he's difficult to book. I mean, he's not frequently in the country.
Yes, he let me know when he was back, and we worked on this from before he left Portugal. So we were just trying to find, and I have got first Thursdays. Some people know about it. We don't do a lot of advertising because of space.
So why don't you come and sit on the radio sometimes and tell us about it?
Well, yes, now that it's a thing, first Thursdays. So next month we've hopefully got a chap who's going to do a Neil Diamond play along. So he's actually practicing as we speak. So I'll put more out about that.
Okay.
And then December we have one, but obviously January we're going to take a break and then start again Feb.
Well.
So I think that is the night. I'm trying to do this Nibs on Sunday, but it's another whole thing, getting people out on a Sunday. It's a Sunday lunch. I think I'm going to just stick to the first Thursdays. And then as far as the place goes, since 2015, people have always known as a venue for hire. And then after lockdown, things shuffled around, and we've sort of opened it up to be a tea garden, good old-fashioned milkshakes, cheese melt, scones, and soup of the day, just simple, healthy food, healthy fare.
Beautiful setting.
Monday to Friday, 8 to 4. So people, and I've also upped the Wi-Fi, so it's a good place to just work quietly, and a lesser venue hire for any events that take place. So workshops, conferences, mini conferences, any gatherings. Yeah. It'll be a booking fee for the morning, but of 500 rand as opposed to per hour on the weekends.
And if you don't know where the place is, if you have ever been to the Indigenous Tree Nursery, that is Claremont Farm, well, it's right there. It's part of the Indigenous Nursery setting with magical big trees, beautiful plants, wonderful. It's almost like a hidden garden in the heart of the Greater North Coast setting. Yeah. So it's just 2 minutes up the road, and yet it feels like you're out in the country. It's good for your soul. Yes. Mitch, thanks for popping by.
Just in finishing, Dave, if I may say, it's also made it more exciting to team up with a few players. I've worked with a lot of caterers in the area, and they still do bring business and work there with us. But it's been so much easier for me to step back away from catering, which I know so well, but it's just another thing to do. And I've teamed up with Roz from Olive Twist, who's very well known in the area, and Jen, Jive with Jen, she does my decor, and we've started a little functions business on that side, and they're just a few keen players that all come together once a month and knock our heads together. It's just easier.
It's great
than doing it on your own.
And it's supporting local, and that's what we want, the local economy to continue to, yes, to swing and to bounce and to buzz. And so Thursday is an opportunity for you to experience the magic of the place and the magic of Nibs van der Spey. Here he is, yet again on 88.